The following is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Should we just f***ing head into it?
What topics are we going to discuss?
I think we should have some type of like a little game plan.
God, who cares? F***ing send it. What the f*** is going on, pussies? This is Ben Shenanigans.
We can't do that. It'll be all bleeped, you f***.
What the f*** is going on? It's your boy, T Dizzy Dog from Scarborough.
And this is Ben Shenanigans.
No.
Yeah. This is Ben Shenanigans. It's Thursday, February 17th. Guys, the Super Bowl happened last Sunday. How are we feeling about the game?
Honestly, boring. I found it super underwhelming. I thought it was like a super boring Super Bowl. I don't know if I'm the only person that felt like that.
So are you saying it's boring because it was close the entire game and every play mattered?
No, I'm saying it's boring because I almost said a bad word again. I just thought like both teams played pretty mid. Like Matthew Stafford at one point couldn't hit a target for like, I don't know how many straight possessions until the end where Cooper Kupp clutched up. Honestly, I don't know. I just didn't feel – it felt like the crowd wasn't really into it either. It just did not feel like a Super Bowl for me. I don't know. Like, yeah, like the competition was good. Like, it was a close game. Yeah, that's always cool and great. But, like, I don't know, man. I just wasn't really – I was sitting there watching it with my dad. Like, we were boozing and everything. And I was just, like, trying to stay awake, man.
And, because Joe Burr didn't get that Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really care who won, to be honest. I had the Rams in my pick.
I had the Rams. I put money on them.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just thought, honestly – maybe because I'm so used to, like, the Tom Brady Super Bowls and, like, you know, the big Super Bowls. Something always happens. High scoring, big comeback. I just thought it was missing something, man. I don't know. Like, yeah, it was good football. It was a close game. But I don't know. Just didn't really do it for me.
I think it was cool to see some veterans get a ring, though.
Like yeah.
Aaron Donald, OBJ finally got one. Obviously, Stafford, too.
OBJ, man. These guys just can't catch a break.
Yeah, now he tore his ACL again, most likely.
That's same fun. One, too, so I don't know.
He'll, yeah.
He's never.
I think that ring's huge for Aaron Donald more than OBJ. Like, that ring might solidify Aaron Donald as, like, the best defensive player.
Yeah.
Like, he's 8 for 8 for, like, Pro Bowls. He's only played 8 seasons, so, like, he might be the best. He's definitely the best at his position, but let alone defensive player. I mean.
But I mean, like, dude, like, look at, did you see this guy with his shirt off at the parade?
Dude, that's actually
he's
like,
he's big, bro.
How are you built like that?
He's built like, bro, a fridge.
Probably close to 300 pounds and he's that cut.
I know. That's what I'm like. He's got to be on some shit. Gots to be.
I got like connects to Roger Goodell. I could get him drug tested like that, bro. So yeah. if you have a hunch, let me know.
I heard that he missed his piss test before the Super Bowl. He said that.
Kind of like,
Just like John Carlos then when we were at the Jays game and Aaron
wait
Judge.
What happened?
We were at the Jays game and me and Will, we had on-field access because of our credentials, and we were talking to what's his name,
Stan.
Yeah, Stan. No, I'm Aaron
Judge Boone?
Aaron Boone. Yeah, sorry. I drew a blank. And I was like, you know, saying hi. Because, you know, me and Aaron, we went to college together back in the day. So I was catching up with him.
Oh, so this is your second time going back to school.
Delta Phi. We were in the same frat. He's telling us, he's like, yo, like, I don't know. Like, the commission's really on our ass. Like, Carlo and Aaron Judge are refusing to take a pisser. And then basically, Will had to go take a pisser test. So instead of finding all the roids, he just found, like, a shit ton of cocaine and heroin.
That's all Will's property.
It's all Will's, yeah. But instead of blowing it up in the baseball world, they just got them some like NA, you know, like Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah.
No one found other thing. But that's why they're hitting all those home runs.
Man. Will's like the El Chapo in baseball culture.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that.
What'd you guys think of that halftime show?
Bro. Eminem kneeling?
Hey, yo.
I thought it was really good, actually. We got some surprise guests. I didn't know 50 Cent was going to be there. And actually, Anderson .Paak, I don't know if you guys know him, but he was like the drummer as well. So that was pretty hard. I was really blown away from it. But yeah, like the way
Sorry, go ahead.
What happened? Okay.
I heard a lot of talk on like Instagram and Twitter. People were like, is this one of the best halftime shows of all time? Like, I'm curious, like, do you guys think it was that good, or was it just like
I think it was the best one that I've like completely watched. I know it's been like,
but is that because you like hip hop and rap?
Yeah,
or probably
genuinely
the production. Like, I really thought it was like, I watched The Weeknd last year and I like, this completely blew that away, in my opinion.
Fair.
Yeah.
But I know like guys of like Michael Jackson and like Prince have also like,
dude, yeah, that's what my dad
was saying. Stuff, and I wasn't even alive, so I can't really say greatest of all time, but I'll say for me, the greatest I've watched. So not the greatest of all time, but the best one I've watched personally.
I thought like the music was really good, like everyone performed really well, but I wasn't like blown out of the water. Like obviously, like I enjoyed it because I enjoy that type of music, but I wasn't like, oh my god, 50 Cent, oh my god, Eminem, oh my god, like I was just like
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, like I was like, okay, yeah, I listened to these songs when I worked out. Yeah, this is cool, this is great. It was sick seeing Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Like that was probably the highlight for me. I mean, yeah, like in LA, right? These guys are West Coast gangsters, so they fit the script. But I don't know, I wasn't like, I guess these guys are all old, right? So we're kind of used to all these big, like huge choreographed, like massive productions where you got like a billion moving parts and whatnot. But this one was just kind of just like one set, different sections to the set, but just kind of like more chill and just performance based, you know?
Well, the way the set was set up was that depending on what side of the field you were on, you're either staring at their backs the entire time or you're seeing all of it. So like, I mean, 50% of the stadium definitely got robbed from that aspect. Eminem kneeling, I mean, like, no, I'm kidding,
it was like a huge deal that like blew up. But like the thing is, I didn't even notice it when I was watching.
Neither did I. He actually asked like Roger Goodell in the NFL if he could do it. They said no, and he did it anyways. So I don't know if they felt like blindsided, because there were also people saying that like the rehearsals for the Super Bowl that he was like practicing the kneel just so he doesn't mess up. So it shouldn't have came to surprise. But to add, like, back on your question on was this one of the better Super Bowls, I think it was good. I like the style of music, but there's definitely some like easy flaws to point out. I think a Super Bowl halftime show that was really good was like the J-Lo Shakira from a couple of years back. Dude. Like,
oh, I know you like that shit.
Great music, great dance. J-Lo's kid was on the stage. It was a good Super Bowl in general. Well, I don't know what you're trying to get at, bro.
Okay. No.
that's what I'm talking about. Like, those ones are like genuine, like to the eye, they're entertaining to watch. For this one, it was more like to the ears, like good songs, like classic, like gangsters and legends, you know. And I enjoyed it, but like those ones is like, yo, what's gonna happen next? Like, is this girl gonna come in on a parachute, or like what's going on? You know, like Shakira and J-Lo, they're performers. Like they don't just sing, you know, they do the whole nine yards. Which is, I don't expect Snoop Dogg to come in flying upside down on a rope and all that type of shit. But like, you know,
you guys see that video of Snoop doing this little pregame ritual?
Smoking ganj?
Yeah, smoking ganj.
That caught me so off guard, bro. I was like, damn, bro.
It felt like a backstab to see one of my idols get involved in marijuana. I think it's a bad look.
The Super Bowl, or this, I don't even know what you want to call it, the halftime show Super Bowl, just some good memes came out of it. I'll say that. I don't know. My Twitter was like A1 next day. I don't know if you guys felt the same, but.
I feel like on my Twitter, it was just a bunch of like old white Americans being mad that a bunch of quote unquote criminals are on the stage. Those are their words. I just want to clarify that. But a lot of people were like pretty upset. Like this halftime show catered to that younger generation for sure. But
yeah, to a degree, I mean, they're all old rappers though, but like definitely more hip hop based and more modern.
I think it was also so great because the songs they played were hits and they've just been hits. Like,
yeah,
they're classic. You play like Still DRE, like everyone knows that beat. Doesn't matter if you.
Yeah, when that song came on, I was like, okay. And then, you know, Eminem performs Lose Yourself. It's like, what else is he going to perform? You know?
Knees weak, arms are heavy. That's why he kneeled, bro.
Exactly, bro.
No, it was good. I feel like there's might be too much pressure on Super Bowl halftime shows. Like, you know how Travis Scott's flopped and everyone hated it? Yeah. Like, it's going to be hard to top like guys like Prince, Michael Jack.
No, but that's what my dad was saying. He was like these shows are nothing compared to like the older, like crazy performers like Michael Jackson and Prince. Like, these guys were just on another level.
Yeah. No, I agree. Did you guys have any?
There's a new pedestal and it's like impossible to top. Like, you just have to do something. You have to pull something out. But I don't know.
I wonder who would do it next year. I feel like we've seen all like the good
people. I want to see Drake do a halftime show. I'm like surprised that Drake has never done a Drake.
Who's that?
X God, Drizzy, Champagne Poppy. You never heard of him?
Oh, Aubrey.
Aubrey Graham. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Basis. My fault. Yeah.
That light skin from Toronto?
A light skin, yeah.
Yeah, no, Aubrey would be kind of cool. Aubrey and Kanye. Or I guess, yay.
Oh, that would blow up, bro.
That would be good.
That would be crazy.
And then maybe like a little guest appearance from Skeet Davidson. You guys would call him Skeet too now, right? Instead of Pete.
Yo, what about Kanye on Insta? Like, that's like pure comedy.
It's like, entertaining. And I think it's
kind of tough to see because I don't know what's going on with him, but like,
bro, it's low-key marketing because Don is coming mad in on that the 22nd. He's getting
his shorty stolen from him, bro. Bro's big mad.
Bro, do you like Pete Davidson?
I would be mad too if Pete Davidson stole my role. Actually,
I don't know.
Bro.
I mean, I don't mind him. I find him funny, but like, I'm not a fan of him.
Ooh, bro, I don't think Kanye would like you at all, Thomas. Like, I know Kanye somewhat well, right. But like, I don't think he would not mess with you, bro.
It is number one Kanye fan.
I do think Donda was better than CLB. Yes. And that's a fact. But no, this Instagram thing that he's going on is literally like,
check the numbers, Will.
It's marketing, bro. His like, he's gone up in like 4 million followers on fucking
Instagram. Shut up. No way.
In 2 days? Like, that's pretty impressive.
My God, bro. No way. He got 4 million followers for being batshit crazy? Stop, bro.
Yeah. Hey, he might be crazy, but his pocket's healthy.
Bro, that don't, dude. His pockets were healthy before he went crazy, bro. That don't matter.
Bro, what are you trying to say about mental illness, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, you're the one that called him crazy.
I didn't call him crazy. And what's wrong with crazy? Are you trying to say crazy is a bad thing?
I stan Pete Davidson, and that's all I want to say.
You're a Pete Davidson guy now.
Huge Pete Davidson guy.
If you guys say Pete instead of Skeet one more time, I'm leaving.
You watch his comedy, bro? His Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, bro. It's gas.
You like his tattoos?
The genius in work right there.
He's gotten so many tattoos removed.
You like his tattoos, though, Thomas?
Can't say I'm a fan of all of them.
What about the Harry Potter ones? I know you're a big HP guy.
Huge HP guy. I actually can't say I know what his tattoos look like. Maybe I can search them up real quick and I'll give you an honest review.
He's got a Sopranos tattoo. That's the only one I bet.
Oh, does he?
It's a bada bing.
Holy, I didn't know he had that many tattoos.
Yeah, he's covered, dude.
Holy,
yeah, smoke. He's gotten some of them removed though. So check for a hella recent.
I kind of like these, bro. Like that one on his back, the hoodie.
It just looks so out of place,
bro. You just hating for no reason. Bro. If Kanye had that tattoo, he'd be like, yo, did you see Kanye's tattoo, bro? Like, it's amazing. It's a work of art. How could you even think of something like that? Like, that's so genius, bro. Like, how is it? This guy's different. He's different. He doesn't compare, bro. What do you mean? Donda for life, bro. Donda over CLB, bro. What are you even talking about?
Bro. All right, bro. You and Skeet can chill in the SNL studio, bro.
Oh, why my man says that?
While I'm backstage at the new Ye concert.
Oh.
Before we actually recorded, the MLB announced that they're doing a new
playoff
thing. Did you guys see that playoff structure?
I did.
What is it? Sorry.
So basically, they're expanding it. So 7 teams from each league will like make the postseason now, right? So the teams with the best record in each league, they will get the wild card round byes. The two other divisional winners and the top wild card team, so those three, they get to host a 3-game series for the wild card round. So it's no longer a 1-game knockout, and they get to choose their opponents from the other three wild card teams.
Injuries would have been in this one.
Yeah, they would have been in. I think it's terrible. I don't know what you guys think, but
really, I think honestly that they've been needing to change the playing style.
No,
dude. Okay. Bro,
I understand that the Jays missed it by like 1 game.
That's not even what I'm saying.
No, go on.
How many games did the Jays win last year?
91.
Yeah. 91?
I think so.
Dude, the World Series champions won 86 games in the regular season. How are the Jays, who won 5 more games than them, not even in the playoffs? Like that's the only thing I'm saying is like,
no, there's
divisions. I think that's
full of teams that are so good, and then there's divisions full of teams that are shit. Like the AL Central is garbage, bro. The AL
that's,
East.
That's a reflection on the divisions, not like the playoff structure.
Yeah, but that dude, that's geography. It has nothing to do with the playoff fixture. Like I'm saying, you can keep the divisions, but you definitely need a new way for the playoffs to work. Because you can't have 3 teams win 90 plus games and then only one of them make it into the divisional round. That's unreal.
Yeah, it's like the ALS is so stacked with
like our. Yeah, our
I can see like, so what you're saying is you just kind of want it, the playoff bracket to be expanded. You want more teams.
Dude, I would be literally fine with 8 teams from literally basketball rules, 8 teams from each side.
No, that'd be too many. Like, because you got to think, like, even though the AL East is so close, you got to look at like AL Central, how like drastically different it is. Like, I don't want more terrible teams, okay, right?
Maybe 6 or something. But dude, there's no way a team that wins 91, 92 games doesn't even get a shot at the wild card.
New playoff structure is not like having more teams isn't even my concern. It's the fact that you get to choose your opponent.
I love that idea, bro.
That's so stupid.
Why?
Okay, so let's just say for us, right? If we want to get into a good seed for that tournament we did in Sudbury and we get to choose our opponents, okay, we'll just choose York and Laurentian only. Like, that's basically what it is. Like, it makes no sense. How are they
playing UFT and then you play UFT after you beat York and Laurentian?
Yeah, but for the MLB, they don't even get they don't get that like lineup. It's you choose who you play, and it's not even a 1-game knockout. It's a series now, which I think is horrible.
Well, it's kind of like the COVID rules last year when the Jays faced the Rays and they lost 2-0, but it was a 2-3 series.
Yeah,
it sucks. I think baseball is the best postseason structure because of that 1-game knockout wild card and how important it really is.
You think a 1-game is like a fair?
For a wild card, yeah, I think it's a really good concept.
Okay, but like, look at it like this, man. Like, okay, look at the NL. Look at like the Dodgers and the Giants, man. Both like the two best teams in baseball, literally 1 game apart from each other. And the only difference is that the Dodgers have to play St. Louis, and if they lose 1 game, then they're done. Like, how are you? That's even worse than the Jays. Like, the Dodgers are gonna win over 100 games, and then they play 1 game to decide whether they get to go into the rest of the playoffs or not. And
better team wins. Better team wins.
But you've won over 100 games in the regular season.
In regular season,
that's not an easy feat. So okay. Just because playoffs are all of a sudden, so
but how many are those wins against below 500 teams? Like how many, you have to take in all those variables for those wins in the regular season. Like regular season truly depending on your division, it's not as big of a deal as it would be if you were like the Jays.
But I'm talking about the Dodgers here, man. They're not playing nobodies, man. They're playing the best team in baseball, San Francisco. How many times? 30 times a year? 20 times a year?
Yeah, but that's just this season. They were dog shit the last 3 years.
I don't know, man. I don't
like things change. I think the one game knockout is
Super
important.
I think you can keep the same structure. Instead of a one game knockout, you do a best of three between the wild card.
Also, do you guys like the universal DH? Do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
Really? I don't like it either.
So many guys have strived off that though.
Dude, like why are pitchers gonna hit? Like
it makes it interesting.
But why, dude? They're gonna go up there and keep the bat on their shoulders, or they're gonna go up there and bunt. Like that putting in a universal DH, man, there's way more offense. It makes the game more exciting.
I agree.
Save a lot of pitching arms as well for managers in the NL as well.
Yeah. I just think it's so iconic and it's a good flow. It's a good separation of AL and NL rather than universal DH. There is no difference.
Actually, yeah, I was talking about this with my dad. My dad was saying instead of like a universal DH, like when you do interleague play. So like, let's say the Phillies came to Toronto. Okay. So obviously Toronto fans never get to see any other pitchers hit. So when an NL team would come to an AL park, they would play by the NL rules. And then to like see the other side of baseball, obviously. And then the AL team, if an AL team went to the NL, then they would play with the DH. Yeah, what I'm saying?
Interesting. So you kind of want to reverse it for home teams only.
That's because
cool.
That's actually but no, cool, like yeah. both teams will obviously obey by the rules. Like both teams with pitchers would hit, not one team would have a DH, but like just to give the fans that like different strategy a bit. Cause you know, like having a pitcher in the lineup is like for a manager, that's a whole new strategy. Because you can't just, you know what I mean? Like there's certain situations where do I take this guy out and put a pinch hitter in and then, you know, whatever, blah, 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 like type.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing about baseball. It's like in the NL, it's like that number nine spot is a pitcher now, but like in the AL, it's your worst batter, but he has such a better chance of getting a hit.
Exactly.
Pitcher.
And
am I going to have to take my pitcher out because I want to get this bench guy to hit? But my pitcher's also done six scoreless innings.
Yeah, he's also dealing. Like that's what I'm saying. And also, I think a lot less injuries will come from it because a lot of these pitchers who practice like bunting, hitting, all that type of stuff. There's a lot of common injury. Like, did you see Max Scherzer? He went to bunt.
Oh yeah,
off and broke his nose.
Or even like for a pitcher, like. They put a ball on the ground and if they're gonna run hard, like when do they ever sprint 100%? Like literally never.
So I mean, like besides the occasional like once in a blue moon pitcher home run, like when Madison Bumgarner goes yard, then I feel like pitchers hitting it's kind of like an expired part of the game.
Now. Who's a good hitter or pitcher is a hitter?
Shohei. No. But that kind of also leans towards my point, like the younger generation's becoming they're becoming a lot more quicker at becoming better athletes, right? Mm-hmm. So like for these, you know, little leaguers right now, maybe they should be training their pitchers to be hitters and stuff like that. Like I think we're going to see a lot more dual threat pitchers who hit like Shohei.
Definitely.
So maybe keeping that non-universal DH hitter almost forces pitchers to improve on it.
But also, it's not like Shohei's not going to hit, man. If he's not pitching, he's going to DH.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily take that. Like, if they're good enough to hit, then they'll hit. Like, if you're good enough, they'll find you and you'll hit. You'll be in the lineup. If you can get on base.
Well, I mean, we've only ever seen the first one now.
Exactly. But like...
Like, in 20 years, we'll probably see...
It'll be a lot more common for sure.
Not super like, duper common, I don't think, but.
But there will be guys who pitch and then DH on the side. Like they won't be playing like right field and pitching and hitting, but like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like Shohei's definitely going to be, if he's not pitching, then he's going to be DH in that game. 100%.
Yeah.
I have a question for Shohei. Like I was talking with my brother, like what Joey's doing this season, or what he did, it's pretty incredible. Do you think, like, he obviously got MVP, Vladdy was up there, but he got in the end pretty, like, obviously pretty unanimous, but, like, do you think in the future, even if he has really good years where he pitches and hits well, is he going to get recognized for MVP? Because the way I look at it at times is, like, Russell Westbrook was a triple double king for 1 year, got his MVP. And now he still does those numbers but gets no recognition. Like, do you think Shohei is still going to be that MVP guy?
That's the thing. Like, is if he has a good year every year when he pitches and hits, are we supposed to just slap this guy the MVP?
That's what I mean. Like,
I would say no, because it's been done before. Yeah. I think he had to win it this year because, yeah. I mean, if you break down the most generic version of most valuable player, take them off the Angels, they're even worse than they already are. Yeah. So there's that. Obviously, I wanted Vladdy to win it because it'd be so awesome, but the expectations are a lot higher for him now because it's been done. Yeah. So I don't know if he'll ever win another MVP, honestly.
I just...
Yeah, that's just the way I see it. It's like Westbrook had an incredible year, recognized for it.
Westbrook also, though, has just been like, he's just been downhill since then. You know?
Yeah, that's also,
he's going to have crazy good years again, but like,
all those years, though, were because he was by himself.
Yeah, literally just playing on his ones. Like, OKC was an extremely mid pack team.
Like, when he was on Houston, he wasn't putting up – he was still putting up good numbers, but he wasn't – they weren't winning games. Yeah, like, and when he went to the Lakers, like, they're not winning games. They're, like, a 7th seed, 8th seed team.
It's pretty crazy that he's, like – obviously, he's a superstar, and he does, like, as a guard, his hops and his athleticism is crazy. But, like, it shows, like, even if you put those numbers up, it doesn't mean you're going to win. Like,
yeah.
If you saw someone with those numbers, you're, like, best player in the league, best team in the league. Like, this guy's MVP, but –
was like James Harden when he was on Houston. He's like averaging like mid 30s and they never won.
Yeah, it's kind of like he got his one MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's odd when someone gets an MVP and like either their team didn't make playoffs or they were first round exit?
I was literally going to say that. I hate the notion of guys winning an MVP and their team doesn't even have a positive record. Like,
So you hate it as in you don't want people to win MVP?
I think if your team, if you're not on a winning team, you shouldn't be winning MVP.
Okay.
The Shohei thing. I think
that's what I was saying. I was like, right? Yeah.
But it's like, you see Vlad, this guy's putting up numbers that like he may never put up again in some categories, and he's in his team's crushing it.
And he's 20, like what, 23? Yeah, literally having like a historic number, literally one of the best years for a Blue Jays first baseman ever.
In his career, he may never have as good as a season in certain categories. Which is
He was a triple crown threat. His team was winning. And dude, don't get me wrong. Like, Shohei is obviously like, that's a once in a lifetime, like generational talent. Like, that's insane. Like, credit to him. Like, dude, MVP for sure. But when you play on like a team that is so garbage, and it's not even like the Angels are like a big market team. Like, it's not even like he plays for the Yankees. The Yankees just had a shitty year, you know? Like, no one cares, like, about a team that's, you know, yeah, you won the MVP, but we don't see you in October. Like,
why? I also don't get how the Angels have been so bad. Like, Trout was out this year, but he's been the best player in the league for so many years, and they got Shohei. They got Rendon, even though he's hurt all the time. Like,
that Walsh dude's pretty good, too.
I just don't get how they haven't got to the playoffs, at least literally the playoffs.
They have no pitching, bro. They literally have no pitching.
You almost feel bad. Like, you don't want...
They have Shohei. That's probably it.
I feel bad for Trout.
Dude, yeah. Trout is like...
Trout is the basketball or baseball version of Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
But
really good.
I'd say even better than...
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, he sticks to the grind, stays on the Angels, regardless of winning and wanting to pursue a ring.
He needs a ring, though. Like,
he has to leave if he wants
it. Trout has to win a ring, man. Like,
that guy's a generational talent. Like,
because
they have two generational talents on their team, they can only hold these guys for one more year before Shohei gets offered a crazy contract,
and he'll get it from anyone. Literally.
Oh yeah, like Seattle could dish that.
Dude, the thing is, you're in California. Like, you have like, it's not like it's a place to play. Like, you have all these like necessities and everything. Like, players will want to come to LA. You know.
Yeah.
like, they're not a poor franchise. They're not a huge market, but they've got some money. Like, I just don't understand what's in the way of them, like, competing. You know what I mean? Like, you have so many strong pieces, but they just can never seem to piece it together, dude. Like, I don't even remember the last time they had a good year.
Yeah, they're, like, consistently, like
when you think of California, when you think of Los Angeles, do you think of the Angels? No, you think of the Dodgers and you think of the Giants.
San Diego,
even before them, yeah.
Exactly. Like if you're going to – like, a lot of guys want to play in L.A. just because warm weather. It's nice to be out there. But, yeah, the Angels would be, like, the last
– they're the last – yeah, the bottom of the barrel, yeah.
Which is weird because, like, if two – mid to major league tier guys say, hey, let's go to the Angels, they could actually be competitive.
Literally.
Yeah, they just need some pitching and some guys that aren't obviously superstars, but guys who can contribute.
And their division's not that hard. I mean, dude, Texas, really Houston, dude, like Seattle was good this year, but like that's a fluke. Oakland, like they... Like, if Max Scherzer went to the Angels instead of the Dodgers, that could be enough to, like, squeeze a wild card spot, maybe.
Yeah. But that's Scherzer got absolutely paid by the Mets. That guy's making, like...
Oh, my God. But, yo, they did pick up Syndergaard, which is a step in the right direction.
True.
Oh, did you see that? Is it Matt Harvey who might get suspended? Because he... So, you know, is it Tyler Skaggs, I believe, like the pitcher who died like from an OD? Uh-huh. Apparently, someone on the Angels like workout staff team, the training staff, was like dealing out these prescribed drugs or something.
That he OD'd on?
Yeah, or something. It's all like, I don't know word by word what happened. And like it ties into Matt Harvey because he was offered them and maybe... Matt Harvey was the one to give them to Skaggs.
No way.
Or something along those lines, but.
I have this article here. And the ex-manager of Mets, his name is Terry Cohen, said, Harvey got caught up in stuff off the field. Like, he's not surprised. So, I don't know. It's tough to see that the players are getting involved, but I guess when you hear the backstory of Harvey, it's not as much of a surprise, but
Matt Harvey's been involved in a couple of scandals, has he not? Like, I swear I've heard his name around the league,
which is weird because his nickname's Batman, so he's really not a vigilante anymore. He's growing into his villain archetype.
He plays for the free agent Matt Harvey could be suspended by MLB after admission of opioid distribution.
Yeah. Wow. So he's like the league drug dealer.
Yeah, he's the plug, bro.
That's a tough reputation to have.
That is not good.
No, well, that's so he's the major league drug dealer. Who's the OUA drug dealer?
Thomas.
I heard he plays for U of T, man.
I thought...
Let's try to get all the suspended.
Yeah. Or you remember that U of T spy who's in our Zoom call?
Yo, well, this guy.
Who is that guy?
I asked Kit who that, you know, in our calls, that Quezzy guy. That guy that had his camera on, the Quezzy dude. That in our
The Ryerson calls.
Yeah. And asked Kit, and he goes, I have it saved. He sends me a picture back of him. And he goes, pretty sure he's the U of T player who's acting like a Ryerson student to steal our information.
Bro, and every time he's been on there, he just sits still and just like stares at the screen. No worries.
He's wearing a wire, bro. He's wearing a wire.
But yo, what if he's like a player? What if he's on our team or something, man?
I don't know. Like, OUA is too competitive where I can't take that risk of not knowing who's on my team. Should we GTFO?
I think it's good enough.
It has been a pleasure speaking to you guys about the Super Bowl, Snoop Dogg, Los Angeles Angels, Ryerson.
Opioids.
Shitty baseball. Opioids. Will's drug addiction. tune in next week when we have a special guest.
We don't know who it is yet, but
I'll make some calls. I'll make some calls.
We'll have our people.
And if we don't have a guest, you'll find out why.
Peace.
Bye.